Good morning. What a wonderful day we've been awakened to. The birds are pretty loud this morning. They're singing their hearts out. Bless his most holy name. And today is Wednesday, May 22nd. We praise God for that. You dialed into Maximum Radio and you're on Global Time with Jesus Christ. I want to thank you for being up, ready, and available. Our switchboard is lit up. God bless you on today. Our theme today is Jesus Christ, our peace. I'm Aubrey Gregory and your host for the next 30 minutes of prayer intercession. And I say a hearty welcome to all our prayer partners and friends everywhere. God bless you on today. Thank you so much for sacrificing your time to be up for these joyous moments of being in the presence of our King. While we are getting ready to enter his throne room, we want to remember, inform us today that today's name of God is Yahweh or Jehovah. Every day we're giving a name of God. He has so many names, and what it does, it gives us insight into his nature, his character. Brings us closer as we take that name throughout the day and remember that name and what that name means. In the Hebrew culture, back in Old Testament times, names meant something. It wasn't just for fun. It referred to character, significance of that individual and all of that that the name applied to. So this name, Yahweh, that's Y-A-H-W-E-H, and it's closely linked to the name Jehovah. It means Lord Jehovah. And it occurs in the Bible, in the Old Testament, 6,519 times. That's a lot. That means it's significant. Used a lot in the Old Testament. 6,519 occurrences. And it was first used in Genesis 2:4. So even as we go before him today, we want to remember that he is Lord Jehovah. And that's important because he is our peace. We are waking up every day to under his rulership, under his guidance, under his watchful eye. However, the earth is experiencing tremendous pangs of pain every day. And we know right now there are families in the state of Oklahoma, in several parts, including Moore, the city of Moore, or township of Moore, where over 20,000 families are affected by the storms and tornadoes of the last few days. And we're watching miracles occur as people are being rescued and recovered. And the only thing to do is for them and for us to turn to the Lord, call on him. So that's what we're doing right now. We're calling on the Lord. And thank you for joining us in that exercise. Well, our prayer agenda today begins with I would like to ask you to join me in praying for the family of a young man by the name of Jamil. He was just 20 years of age, and he took his life on yesterday, and of course his family's in tremendous bereavement, as well as the neighboring community. Jamil was just 20 years of age, and he was trying to, from what I've been told, to desire to get out of the gang that he was in, and he was beaten up many times as he tried to do exactly that. Whatever happened, life was unbearable for him, and he ended it. So we feel the weight of that. This occurred just about a block, a short city block from where my office is. I was speaking with the people in the community on yesterday, and was saddened by that event. We want to pray for his family right now. Please join me. Father, we come before you. We know that your cleansing blood allows us to enter into your courtroom, into your throne room with boldness. We know that we come through the blood, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us and washes us from all unrighteousness. It restores us where we're stained, where we're unclean. So we ask for that coverage and protection on today, that you would cover us with your mighty blood on today. We thank you and we bless your holy name. Help us as we come helplessly into your presence. So we thank you for this opportunity and for this great privilege. And as we come burdened, we come heart heavy with a request concerning this young man's family. We ask that you would just touch that family in a mighty way, just where they need it. They may not have an ongoing relationship with you, but we stand right now in the gap for them, that they would be comforted in this time of serious loss, loss that is costing them much grief. So right now, we bless them. We send your blessing right to where they are. Let them sense your peace, because you are our peace. Your peace, a peace that's amazing, a peace that's wonderful, that passes all understanding, even now as they experience all of this sadness and grief. Meet their most important needs and their every need in the name of Jesus. And we pray that the need for you would become apparent to them even as they go through this. So we thank you for this opportunity to petition for them. And Father, we pray that this situation would cause them to turn and call upon you, cause our community to ask the questions of heaven. What can God do for us? What can we do to be saved? Flip this on the adversary who intended this for evil. Well, we decree that it turns out to be for good for the entire community that is experiencing the grief right now. We thank you and we bless your holy name. And we say amen and amen to that. While we pray today, if you feel burdened by any particular prayer need, prayer wants, please feel free to speak up and know that God is our peace, and he's hearing us. He has an ear turned towards us. So don't feel afraid.
The communication was out for a while. And it's out again. I don't know if you realize that.
Okay, I'm hearing
Hello?
You. Thank you. I'm hearing you. Thank you for the... Thank you. Thank you. Can you hear me? Am I being heard?
Yes,
we are hearing you.
You're coming in and out.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. That may be our communications lines. We're using Skype. And I'm sorry about that. What I would do, I'm being tempted to sign off and maybe we can get a better line of communication.
Hello?
Are you hearing me? Yes. Can you hear me? Okay. For those who are out there, I would ask if you would allow me to just sign out and come back in. Maybe we can get a better line. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you, and we ask that you would touch this technology in a mighty way, giving us the liberty to do all that we can do. Thank you for those that are with us, Lord. Bless them with patience even now. Amen and amen. Okay. What I'll do is I'll sign out and sign back in. Thank you. For anyone who's still on, we're trying to get a different line from our service provider. They're trying to connect us.